The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Okay, the most painful part of my week is curating the material for Who Are These Zanes? I was able to pull out another steaming pile of crap. This was from the fall of 1991 or 1992. I wasn't quite able to pinpoint the date of when it happened, so I was either 21 or 22 years old working at the mobile home of rock and roll. This is a free view of the full episode that I put on my Patreon of Who Are These Zanes? Show contributor and, of course, guest roaster Ryan joins me on this edition of Who Are These Zanes? Ben out of town. He'll be back for the next episode. So I said, hey, buddy, you got to do this. Well, actually, he volunteered. So this is how it went. I'm giving you a handful of minutes of the episode that goes about 35 minutes on Patreon. P-A-T-R-E-O-N, patreon.com/Eric Zane. Check it out for yourself. The whole thing, I suggest trying the show, trying Patreon for 1 month, which is basically more content behind a paywall. Only fans without the porno is what Patreon is. But since it is listener-supported ad-free, that money is, well, it helps keep the lights on, take care of the puppy dogs, all that stuff. And I appreciate your help. patreon.com/Eric Zane. Try it for 1 month. See if you like it. If you like it, great. Convert it to a yearly. I'll knock 10% off of the cost. Or cancel it. It's that simple. Thank you so much for thinking about it, though. And I appreciate you listening to this free view of Who Are These Zanes?
Nothing like some good feedback, I must say. As I stutter again. Well, Neil Young, Southern Man. It's 93.3, the new classic rock. KQZ, John Mellencamp in there. We heard again tonight from the latest.
Okay, let's start.
Oh, that's smooth, though.
Let's start it all over again, though. first of all, I'm talking about feedback. There is no feedback, so I don't know why I'm talking about it. Neil Young's just hitting the same note on the guitar. And then I stammer my way through it and then point it out. And then I try to talk.
I just love the broadcaster.
What's that?
I just love the cadence when you rip right into this.
Nothing like some good feedback. Must say,
just go
as I stutter again. Neil Young, Southern Man.
Did you hear that? As I stutter again, I sound like Butthead.
You do.
And it's 93.3, the new classic rock. KQZ, John Mellencamp in there.
I didn't say John Mellencamp in there. I said John Mellencamp in there.
Great. Heard again tonight from the latest CD, Whenever We Wanted. Van Halen and Foreigner got us started on a classic rock Friday night. 695-5100 is the number. Up next, we got 40 more minutes of classic rock. Do some romantics and suggested music for Rush.
Okay.
So this doesn't even sound like you.
No, it's not great. At all.
It's everything you've ever made fun of.
This is why the show's called Who Are These Zanes? Because here we are, episode 12, and we have heard so many different voices, so many different delivery styles that it's remarkable. I was just kind of finding my way, throwing shit at the wall. It's unbelievable. Oh my God. What I've done here at this point is just I think we'd call it a back sell. Okay. That was Neil Young. Coming up, we have more of this. Okay. Then you, whatever, give the phone number out, and then you read a station promo or something.
And as you know, Lonesome Dave's Fog Hat, being brought to you by 93.3, the new
Fog Hat.
Classic Rock KQZ and Club Empire. That is where it's happening. Tuesday, September 22nd at the Club Empire. Tickets are on sale right now for the show for just $10. Lonesome Dave's Foghead. Why is he so lonesome, huh? Fool for the city or what?
Oh, no.
Oh, you got to do that part again.
Yes, yes.
Special guest, Harlot, Hometown Heroes type, Tuesday, September 22nd from Club Empire and 93.3, the new classic rock, KQZ.
I think I'm getting a little Ben.
Did you hear the ending?
Yeah, it's sex voice.
It is.
The new classic rock, KQZ. I am making love to that microphone. Oh, God.
You're not drunk or anything when this is happening, are you?
Well, this was in the hot zone. I was still drinking at this point. So, and there is tape somewhere. I don't know if I have it in my possession, but I remember there was one particular moment where I was drinking on the air. And I remember listening, like when I'm talking, I'm listening to my headphones, obviously. And I remember hearing, I could tell that I was slurring my words. So I got so fucking scared. And someone called and said, "You're drinking on the air, aren't you?"
Are you kidding?
I'm not kidding. And I'm like,
I love it those days, though. You could get away with that. Because,
well, yes and no. I mean, but if my boss found out, he'd have fired me. And then that would have been it.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
All right. Cut number two, much of the same weather report. And then I guess there's a big football game coming up. So let's maybe reference that.
8-4 by the U.S. Army. WKQZ, Midland weather for tonight, mostly clear. Another cold one, low of 42. Let's face it, it's not going to be long for snow's going to be in the ground. I did it. I said the word snow. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and a high of 72. And for Sunday...
Yeah. Okay.
So you're doing the annoying thing that people do when they talk about weather.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They're breaking it down like it's a conversation.
Yes. Yes.
And did you hear that? I said high of 72. The previous breath, I was like, the snow's coming.
Yes. No, I actually did not hear that. I'm deaf. I did not hear that.
8-4 by the U.S. Army. WKQZ, Midland weather for tonight, mostly clear. Another cold one, low of 42. Let's face it, it's not going to be long for snow's going to be in the ground. I did it. I said the word snow. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and a high of 72. And for
tomorrow, suntan, but snow's on the way.
What? You're going so quick. It's great.
Sunday, much of the same with a high of 78. Currently 55 in the Tri-Cities. Call me on a classic rock Friday night, 695-5100. Let me know, Lions or Vikings, what do you say? Continuing on, Romantics on the Z. Oh.
I love how you went out of that, trailing in.
So the idea that there's a football game coming up, you know, and I'm in Michigan where all the Lions fans are, and I'm like, who's going to win, Lions or Vikings? Like, someone's going to call up and say, ah, the Vikings are going to win this one. I guess they could, but I don't know what I was fishing for there. All right. This next clip resurfaces many times during the show. And all I wrote down for the note, Ryan, was not sure what's going on here.
Body 3-3, the new classic rock KQZ. On a classic rock Friday night. And oh no, you guessed it, it's the return of Willie the Wimp.
Did you play a love song for me tonight?
Get a life, you freak.
Okay. You had to produce that.
Very minimally. To my left is a reel-to-reel player.
Mm-hmm.
To my right is what's known as a cart deck. You may not know what that is. I've described those.
Oh, I do.
Okay. Yeah. So everything's analog. I got to hit play on the recorder for that, whoever that was that left that stupid message. I guess he was doing Dice Clay and Jerky Boys at the same time. I'm not sure. And I don't know why I gave him that name, Willie the Wimp. I have no idea. I don't remember any of this. And then I guess Willie the Wimp got punched in the face. Did you hear that?
I, you know, there was so much. No, okay. I didn't.
That's
do it again.
All this shit flies by so fast, you didn't even pick up on it. Nope.
.93.3, the new classic rock KQZ. On a classic rock Friday night. And oh no, you guessed it, it's the return of Willie the Whip.
Did you play a love song for me tonight?
Get a life, you freak.
And no one, by the way, I started that out with, hey, you guessed it. No one guessed it. No one guessed it. No one was waiting for it. Oh my God. Frankly, when I started to pull audio for this, Ryan, I was, I go, oh, well, this is when we went to classic rock. So I'm much more subdued here. So there, this won't be chock full of shit for us to talk about. I pulled 17 clips.
I got to say, this is probably the most broadcasty I've heard your voice. You're doing the whole, hey, Z93.
Yeah. And the thing is, when we listen to some of those other clips, when I'm doing mornings, like with NPR Brian, it's completely different. It's not, it's also not natural, but it doesn't sound like this.
Right.
So I'm very confused at what was, at my progression, radio. All right. That is it. My free view of Who Are These Zanes. The full show is available on my Patreon, patreon.com/Eric Zane. Thanks for checking this one out though. Talk to you next time. Bye-bye.